Hi, this is Better Done of Do Again. Filling a task for my master. Oh my god. And while I edge myself with a toy, I need to talk about how it feels to be submissive while my goal is being at home. About my fears in training and okay, focus. And how is being learned from him and being colored by him. Okay. Well, first thing first. My goal, when I asked him, I told him that I was ready for my training and I wanted to be at home. A really good one. Trained by someone who has experience, and he has it. Oh my god. And I know that I needed to go through a time of empathy training. Oh my god. And is about to feel the subspace and to know it. Well, I am a switch, so I must say that I sort of love the subspace, and I feel that I could get used to. I was never lucky enough to have a good master or a good mistress, unfortunately. I fell in some inexperienced or abusive people, and I just had a bad time. I thought that was a good time, and unfortunately it wasn't that way. So I like the subspace, and I confess that if I had a good master, like my master is, but I am just on training. We know about it, and I am remembering this all the time. It feels good because I will feel everything that a submissive will feel, or mostly, because we are all different people, and oh my god. And I can remember with my journal entries that I must do every day, what I felt and how I felt, and I will be able to think about my future subs. Oh my god. Okay, stop. So, I really like it. I really do. And I also want to be a very good dom. I am a switch, so I want both sides. And I confess, I trust that I am in really good hands. As I see so far, I am in very good hands. No. I can't come to the end, and I have a lot of thoughts here. So, okay. My fears during the training is disappoint you, disappoint my master, and don't reach the expectations. I mean, I need to do the most. I need to do my best, and my fear is to fail. It's always like this. And And that's it. I can say that my fear is also be betrayed or, you know, abused. But they are fears that I have about everyone, especially because I was betrayed. But I don't say that my master, I can't say that I distrust him. So during this training, my fears are disappoint and don't put my effort, don't give my best. That's it, I am too perfectionist. So, and oh my god, that's so hard. Okay, oh my god, no, don't come. No, I won't come. Breathe. Okay. Being colored by my master, it feels great because I always wanted someone to take me serious, and he takes me serious, and he's being such a good person for me. I mean, making me, you know, write all my entries and now giving me tasks and reassuring my, you know, that I am a beautiful woman and that and that I worth and that I need to be proud, that I can't let anyone mistreat me, because it will be disrespectful with me as a person, but with his property, so I can't. And I can't let anyone do it. So he treats me good. And I sort of had, I had a master, but I can't say that exactly. He was a busy guy, but my master is a busy guy too. But he can't talk to me. And the other master, sometimes he left for 2 days, and I was there waiting for his answer, and oh my god, okay. And God, okay. And I felt abandoned, and I said, no, it's not like this, it's so bad, and oh my god, okay, and well, wasn't good, so he's different. My master is different. He is a busy man, but he have time to talk to me and to give me my tasks and to listen to audios when he tells me to do. And oh my god. And he's also my friend, so it's good. I feel great being, you know, your color. I feel great wearing my color. I feel good, I feel cared, I feel powerful. And learning from you, master, oh my god, you Yes, I think that everything that you told me and everything you talk and you train me and the way you do it and the way you talk, I mean, we can notice the difference of a master with experience, and I feel so good. I am learning, and I am really learning, and I know that I will learn more. I feel that is something is like, you know, those things. I don't know the name in English, and I really can't look for now. But you know, when you have something really is like a watch on the family, and goes to the father, to the daughter, to the son, to the, you know, goes through the generations. I really don't know the name in English. And I mean, I am receiving all his experience and knowledge to be a good dom, and I know I will be very well trained to be a good sub. And fuck, oh fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, sorry, I'm cursing. No. Well, and I feel that I am receiving a huge charge, would be a big power and responsibility, and you know, great, I don't know, I will say material, because I really I can't think, but it's like I am receiving all this knowledge, and I am so grateful, because I really want to learn, and so could teaching me. So I trust him, and I know that it will be an amazing experience, as I as I am having. And I am not telling this, you know, just because my master will listen, but I am telling the truth. He told me to be honest, and I am honest. And I am always honest. And yes, I am very happy and grateful to have this opportunity. And I hope to be worthy and never, well, actually do my best to never disappoint you. And if I do, oh my god, I don't like even to think about it. But I will never disappoint you, I promise, master. That's it, those are all my thoughts about it, and now I must come, and I'm so close now. Oh my god, yes. Oh fuck, yes. Oh, almost there. Oh god, I've been edging today. Oh my god, I can't stop it.
it.
I just had 3 orgasms. Is that right? Oh, fuck. Okay. And as my master told me, I must clean myself properly and I can't waste. So I will just clean myself. And yes, I'm eating. I can taste my new nail polish. Let me just take a little bit more. Okay. All clean now. That's it. Thank you, Master.